Brian Gorm owns the local State Farm insurance business in Vernal, where he has lived since 2000. He believes rural communities need a stronger voice in the state legislature.
Very passionate about rural Utah and rural Utah having a strong voice. But I consider anything that's not on the I-50 corridor rural Utah, because we do get treated differently. I think that I can represent the people of the west side, because we have to drive through there every time we go to the city. And I am committed to understanding their values, understanding their issues, and addressing those. I am a problem solver.
Gorm believes the tax revenues from tourism on the west side and the extraction industry on the east side justifies building a rail spur in the basin. He says the entire district would benefit also by extending the corridor from the Uinta Basin to Interstate 70.
Opening up an I-70 corridor, which would be huge to the basin, that would bring commerce and open up light manufacturing to the basin. Getting some of those vehicles off of Main Street and Heber. Seabridge Road would also connect Yellowstone to the Big Five National Parks. That would open up tourism. That would open up tourism for Daggett and the Uinta Basin. That would improve our economy out here. Less traffic on Highway 40 is safer for everyone. That's a win. That's four wins. Win, 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 win.
Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes has hinted at suing the federal government to take back 31 million acres of public lands in Utah, which are controlled by the U.S. government. Gorm supports using tax dollars to finance the effort, and he thinks Utahns will recoup the money in the long term.
In District 26, public lands is a huge issue. Daggett County is a poster child for public lands. It has 91% of their land is owned by the state and federal government. Therefore, they have no tax base. The money we get in payment, PILT, payment in lieu of taxes, I consider pittance in lieu of taxes. Utah has 31 million acres owned by the federal government. And we need to, in our Enabling Act, we were promised that we would get that land, and the federal government has lied to us. We have to negotiate with the federal government to get some of our land back.
The legislature negotiated with the Our Schools Now movement to rescind efforts to float a $700 million ballot initiative in the 2018 general election, which would have been used to better fund schools. Gorm does not support school equalization of tax dollars.
The people that don't have are going to ask the people that have. They're going to ask for their money, and you know, they negotiated. I don't think it was the right thing, but I would probably fight against that. The fact that Park City is so vibrant, they should have the best schools. They should be able to do what they want to with their money. I think that local people should make decisions for local interests. I think that if you're paying taxes, it should stay in the area that it's designated for.
Likewise, he does not support the state Senate, which passed a bill to disallow Park City's law to ban single-use plastic bags. The bill did not pass through the House.
That is a totally local issue. If you want to have single-use plastic bags, that's wonderful. If a city or a county doesn't want to do that, I say let the people do what they want to do in their local communities.
The state legislature frequently fiddles around with liquor laws that carry consequences for the hospitality businesses in Utah. Gorm says the state liquor laws should be tailored based on the needs of each community.
I understand that Utah liquor laws are unusual, to say the least. I think that we need to figure those out, because Park City, Moab, they are world-class cities, and we should treat them like that. If that means tweaking the liquor laws just for those areas, I think that is an option.
Gorm received 51% of the delegate vote in the state convention, but he also collected enough signatures to assure his place in the primary. He calls SB 54 the signature path to getting on the ballot a hot potato, and believes the GOP has to resolve the infighting on the issue.
I don't love the way that we're doing it now. I'm playing by the rules. The GOP convention was a fiasco. I was a state delegate. I had to stay and watch the whole drama. It was not good. We have to figure that out. The problem I have is that you have people that will buy signatures. I didn't have the bankroll to go out and buy signatures. I went out and hustled and did it myself. I met thousands of people, so it was a wonderful thing there.
He says if he wins the seat, he will build relationships, but he thinks the dysfunction could hurt the Republican Party across the state.
We have two sides that are entrenched. They don't want to give up control. It's a mess, but we're going to have to come together as a family, as a Republican family, and figure it out. it out and go forward. Otherwise, we'll be crippled and may lose the state.
Gorham does not intend to withdraw from the primary race, even though both he and Ronald Winterton reside in the Uinta Basin. He says since he won the most delegate votes in the convention, he will move ahead with his campaign.
If I came out third or fourth, I was done. Totally. I was out of the race. If I came in second, I would probably be pressured to get out of the race because of the splitting of the vote. I won the convention. I think I'm the people's choice, and I'm going forward.
The primary election is on June 26th. Republican primary elections are closed to Republican registered voters only. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.